This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The outer bands of Hurricane Florence have begun lashing the North Carolina coast as officials continue their appeals for people to evacuate. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is located about 270 kilometers east of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, with maximum sustained winds of 165 kilometers per hour. Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina Police Chief Daniel House said Thursday afternoon people need to leave the coast while they still can.
But there's really going to be nowhere for anybody to go. We are going to be very, very, very limited in responding. So again, if you're on the beach, the time to go is now.
Florence is expected to lash the coasts of North and South Carolina for days, with lingering rains aggravating the problems. U.S. President Donald Trump is facing fresh, harsh criticism for disputing the official death toll in Puerto Rico from last year's hurricanes and alleging, without evidence, that opposition Democrats inflated the numbers to make him look bad. Trump said on Twitter Thursday morning that 3,000 people did not die in the two hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico, referring to Hurricanes Maria and Irma. An independent study concluded the death toll from Hurricane Maria alone was nearly 3,000. Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois, whose parents emigrated from Puerto Rico, said the president's tweet was delusional.
Only in the president's mind could he give himself an A+. Only in the president's mind could we go a year without an apology to the American people for his incompetence in managing a crisis where 3,000 people died, Mr. President. And now he denies that they even are dead.
A report by the Milken Institute School of Public Health at George Washington University issued in August said vast numbers of Puerto Ricans died as a result of Hurricane Maria last September, far beyond initial estimates of 64 deaths. This is VOA News.